You know, over the weekend, President Donald Trump was in town. He had that activist training that was over at Fervent Church. And I caught up with him over the weekend. We had a great interview, and he had much to say about Nevada and his vision for 2024.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. It's really an honor. You've been so fantastic, and I appreciate it.
Well, sir, I appreciate that, and Nevada loves you. And my question, and I think for all of Nevada, is what brings you to Nevada today?
So I left different places on the East Coast, numerous different places where we had tremendous success. You saw, I don't know if you saw what took place in South Carolina. We had 75,000 people, more than that, in Pickens, South Carolina, and it was unbelievable, the crowd, and we've had such a great response. And I stopped yesterday, as you probably saw, in Iowa, where we had a tremendous crowd of people, and it was really great. And then I came here because I'm meeting with our folks, and we're about 25, 30 points up on the sanctimonious. I say that because I endorsed him and got him elected. He had no chance. He was dead. But anyway, but the sanctimonious. So we're up about 30, 35 points. But we have a great team here. You know a lot of our players, and we have a great team here. So I'm going to be seeing them in a little while, and then we'll be making another stop someplace else. But I wanted to stop here. Very important place to me. It's been a great place. Historically, for me, it's been a great place.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I concur. And, you know, what makes Nevada so special is it's moved up on the primary schedule. So February 6th, obviously, will be the primary in Nevada. So, you know, yesterday you were in Iowa. I saw you passing out blizzards. It made me crave a blizzard. I was going to go to Dairy Queen last night and grab one once I saw you there. But what do you notice different on the campaign trail this time around from last time?
So a lot of people don't know this, but we did much better the second time than we did the first. You know, we got 12 million more votes, got 75 million votes, at least, I think much more than that, actually, but 75 million. And that's, you know, we got 63 the first time. So we did much, much better. What I noticed different than anything else, I'd never seen enthusiasm like we have now. And I believe I think it's pretty simple. They see how incompetent these people are running between Afghanistan and inflation and bad, crazy economy. And, you know, you look at cost of living, you look at the paycheck, they may get the same amount of money, but it's actually a lot less because of what's, you know, inflation's just ripping it apart like it does any country that has it. And I think they're just so unhappy. And when they look at the border where millions and millions of people from prisons and from mental institutions, terrorists are pouring into our country, and I think they appreciate us even more. I think the enthusiasm is much more now than it ever was, even in the first two races.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. It's, you know, look, America is adamant about America first, and Biden has been such a disaster. I mean, here's a guy, Mr. President, that shakes hands with no one there. He's falling down. He's eating food off his chin on live TV. It's an embarrassment, and it's like I feel like I'm in a bad dream, and I'm going to wake up. My wife's going to say, Steve, it was just a bad dream. President Trump is still the president.
Yeah. Now he's terrible. Look, he's terrible. And, you know, frankly, I speak much more harshly about him now than I did 2 weeks ago, because what they did with an indictment on nonsense, and they put this thug in charge who's spending millions and millions of dollars, and yet they're spending almost no money on Biden. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
They spend $9 million on me investigating anything they can investigate, and they spend no money on Biden, practically nothing, a tiny fraction of that amount. And they have money pouring in from China, Ukraine, and all these other places, including the boxes, because he's got 20 times, 30 times more boxes than I do. And what I did was 100% right. It's the Presidential Records Act. And what he did, he wasn't under the Records Act, which is a very serious problem for him. But it's a very sad thing when you say it. But much different, because, you know, they take the gloves off when they do that. They take the seal off. I respect the office so much. I never wanted to hit him as hard as he could be hit or should be hit.
Sure.
And you probably noticed a different tone over the last couple of weeks. If you saw that speech in Iowa yesterday, it's a whole different tone.
Oh, absolutely.
The man's a stone-cold crook.
Absolutely.
He's a crooked president. We have a crooked president who's compromised, and I believe China totally controls him because he's taken in tens of millions of dollars, him and his son, from China, and they know where every penny of it is. And all they have to do is reveal it, and that's the end. But people know it anyway, without it even being revealed.
I agree. And I agree with you. And I know, and I hear it from my audience, I hear from people across the country, people are just upset. They feel, you know, President Trump is getting unfairly picked on. This is ridiculous. No one likes anybody getting picked on unnecessarily, yeah. unfairly. America, I think, is fair. When you get to the center core, they've had it. And I believe you're going to see those results at the voting booth in 2024. So, you know, Ron DeSantis, we talked about that a minute ago. You talked about Ron DeSanctimonious. And, you know, look, I always gave Ron two thumbs up as a governor in Florida. When he announced something's changed, I was disappointed. I believe that's disloyalty, in my opinion. You helped him a great deal. And, you know, now he's out there saying he's got Nevada wrapped up for himself. And I'm here to say that's not true, Mr. President. Everybody I speak to is like, we are behind President Trump. I had breakfast yesterday at a resort. Some folks were there from Palm Springs. They recognized me and they said, we love your show. And I said, I have the honor of interviewing President Trump tomorrow. They said, you tell him Palm Springs is behind him. So Ron DeSantis, I don't know what planet he's on, but it's certainly not this one, I can tell you.
Well, they lie and they come up with these phony polls sometimes. But, you know, the polls are showing we're 30 points up in Nevada. Actually, I would say more. I think in Nevada, we're probably 30. I think they're just showing me 37 points up. And these guys will go out and say, yeah, I think we're doing well in Nevada. I think we're winning or something. And they'll show a poll that's a totally fake poll. This guy, and, you know, if you look at him in Florida, I got him in. He was dead. He was totally dead. And when I endorsed him, he went up. The man that was winning, Adam Putnam, had no chance of losing. When I endorsed everyone, then I helped him get through I did rallies for him for his election because he had no chance. He was going against somebody that was like the future of the Democrat Party. Turned out it wasn't so good. He was like a crackhead, but nobody knew that at the time. And we got him past that one. You know, that was going to be a very tough. He didn't think he could win the race. I held three rallies for him, massive, massive rallies. And he ends up winning. Then 3 years later, they say, will you run against the president? And he says, I have no comment. Which to you and me means he's running.
Exactly.
And then I went to work because I said, that's bad news. It's just a very, you know, a lot of people say loyalty doesn't matter in politics. To me, it does.
Absolutely.
And I think to the people, it does also. So he's doing badly. He's losing. We got a poll out of Texas. We're up by 54 points. We just got one out of Tennessee. We're up by 49 points. And, you know, he's got Jeff Rowe with him. And Jeff is fine, but he spends money like nobody, and he's got a very bad track record. Yeah. You know, he loses a lot of races, and but he'll eat that money. They're eating his money alive, but he's got no pull. We're way up in Nevada. We're way up. It's a shame that somebody can even say, you know, if he said he's working hard and he thinks he can do it, that's what. If he actually says that he's up in Nevada, there's no way that would happen. Plus, yeah. I produced a lot of jobs in Nevada. With the buildings and with the whole thing, you know, we do a good job. We got a lot of happy people in this state.
Oh, there's no question about it. I know that. I concur. I hear it. I see it in a constant. You know, I'm telling you, Mr. President, I see big things in 24. It's around the corner. I know debates are coming up. I know there's the not ready for primetime players that are seeking the GOP nomination. And to me, most of them are a joke. The difference between you, Mr. President, and others that I see, and I tell you this with complete sincerity, you come off a man of the people. People like you. You connect. You're genuinely interested in who they are, what they're doing. America needs that. We need General Patton in the White House. We need bold. We need strong. We need secure. We certainly don't have that right now.
Steve, we were respected more than we were ever respected just 3 years ago. I tell you, other countries listened to me and they respected our country. Now they laugh at us. They think we're fools. And whether it was France, where they were trying to tax us out of business, you know, with American companies, where I said, you do that, and I'm putting 100% tax on your wine and champagne. And all of a sudden he says, oh, we would never do that. No, no, we will not do that. You know, it was done already.
Right.
And my people nobody could do it. I got on the phone with Macron. I said, we're going to put a 100% tax tariff on your wines and champagne. And they called back. They said, we're dropping everything. Please don't. We were respected by everybody. President Xi, Putin. Look what I did with Putin. I ended the pipeline.
Exactly.
Nord Stream 2. Nobody ever heard of Nord Stream 2 until I came along.
Exactly.
They were building a massive pipeline to Germany and to all of Europe, and I ended it. They actually ceased construction, and then Biden comes in, and they started it up right away.
I know.
I mean, he gave them the approval to start it up. Now, we're not respected. We're laughed at. He's laughed at. He's a joke.
He
the
is.
Guy is a joke of a president, and it's a shame.
So, I concur.
Now I can speak the way we want to speak.
Good.
And it's a whole different thing.
No, the country needs it. Well, you know, Mr. President, I know you're on a tight schedule, so I want to make sure that I respect that and get you to the next place you need to be. I'll be seeing you later today at the event, but great honor. Thank you so much for spending some time. We're behind you. Nevada's behind you. And, Mr. President, I look forward to having you on the show sometime soon.
Well, I think you're fantastic, and your show is great, and I really I don't do too many shows. I do the people that I like now, and we like you a lot, and we love your audience.
It's well,
so great.
I appreciate
that. And I
want
to thank you for everything. And I'll see you later.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Absolutely.
Bye.
That was the interview with President Trump over the weekend. Of course, he was at the event, the activist training. Got to meet him and hang out with him at the event. I'll tell you how that went. It was great. And we hope you enjoyed the interview. He's got a lot of plans, and you know damn well he's got a lot of support. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join the conversation. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the program. We got to go pay some bills, but when we come back, a lot more to discuss. I'm Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you on this Monday edition of the show. Phone lines are open, 702-257-5396. If you didn't catch the interview we just had with President Trump, not to worry. You can go check it out on the Rewind feature. You can download the free Odyssey app. You can go to kdon.com. You can go to thestevesanchezshow.com, and you can listen there at your leisure. We'll also put that up tomorrow on our socials at thestevesanchezshow.com if you want to take a listen as well. You know, when we talked to the president at the event, we had the interview and then we went over to the event at Fervent Church. Pastor Jimmy Morales, by the way, over at Fervent Church is the real deal. Him and his wife, great people, great patriots, really enjoyed meeting them and hanging out with them as well. But we got to meet President Trump and had some conversation with him. And what a first-class guy. I'm just going to tell you, first class, a gentleman, and truly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, truly is concerned over the country and wants to help. He has it. He's done it. We need to support. We need to do what is necessary, because I'm absolutely convinced, as he said, not only in the interview, but he said in private meetings that we had, and he said there publicly when he spoke at the Fervent Church for the activist rally. We have got to unite. We have got to fight, roll up our sleeves, ballot harvest. We need to do everything the Democrats do and more. One of our callers earlier said, I'm convinced we're a red state. We are. It's just many people sit at home. Evangelicals are sitting at home. Unacceptable. We've got to get people up. What is it going to take to get people off the couch? What is it going to take? It's extremely important. I know sometimes our preferred candidate doesn't get across the finish line. I know that. I don't like it either. I always want my preferred candidate to get across the finish line. But if the preferred candidate doesn't get across the finish line, if we had maybe some not so preferred, isn't it better to basically have them than the liberal loony left, because at least we can beat them down like Matt Gaetz did to Kevin McCarthy and get them to see the true God, family, country, patriotic way that really is the center core of America. That's how I view it. That's how I've always viewed it. That's how I'm always going to continue to view it. Doesn't do any good to sit home and cross our arms, does it? Of course it doesn't. That is the secret sauce. That is what the recipe for success is. It's real simple. A mentor of mine in business many years ago, very successful, multi-millionaire, his name was Buck Steffens, said, some will, some won't, so what? That's the truth. Keep that in mind as we push along, as we come into the primary season. And then, of course, before you know it, we're going to be hanging ornaments on the Christmas tree. Then we'll be singing on New Year's Eve that, you know, 24 is going to be the year. We're going to make our New Year's resolutions. And then before you know it, we'll be November of 24 making the biggest decisions for America's life, just the way I see it. Absolutely the way I see it. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join the program. A lot more to talk about. 702-257-5396 is how you join the conversation. If you need some money and you need it fast, Ed, the Old School Lender, he is the guy. He is the sponsor of this half hour. And if you're in a position right now where a couple thousand dollars can really tide you over because you had, let's say, a water pump go out in the car and you need some fast cash, and, you know, the national banks are trying to make you go through a bunch of hoops, Ed won't have you go through a bunch of hoops. As long as you can show him you've got a good full-time job, he'll help you. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem with his easy loan process. He can help you with $1,000, $2,000, up to $5,000 same day. Give him a call. He's standing by now to take your call and help you get the money you need. 702-613-2153 is his phone number. Give him a call. Tell him I sent you. 702-613-2153. Ed, the Old School Lender, the sponsor of this segment. Top of the hour news is next. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to definitely want to hang out for hour number three. Don't go away.